Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Touchdown, Denver Broncos. Smith, Parkinson, touchdown, Seattle. Seattle brings a blitz and they get home.
I'm not sure Russell Wilson would want it any different than it is right now. Down and an opportunity to win this ball game. Williams to the 46 of Seattle. McManus out to try to be a hero here in week one. Missed it. And the Seahawks are going to win this game.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN2, you can listen on the app. You can say, play ESPN Radio, we pop up on your smart speakers, you can download the podcast. Have I mentioned, you can listen on the app live. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. And I know you want to call in today. 888-SAY-ESPN. We're going to be taking your calls. 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Whew. That was more than I expected from that game. Key, Jay, good morning. Hello, is this thing on?
Morning, Max.
What's up, Max?
I tried to tell Key how good Geno Smith could be. Yeah, he didn't want to listen.
Yeah, you
didn't Geno Smith looked good, didn't he?
Man, from beginning to end, I watched that thing from the kickoff to the final 64-yard missed field goal. I don't think I missed a play.
That dude in the first half looked like he was on the next level.
And it was third and five. It was first and 15, and he was making plays.
Was beyond impressed with just his poise, man.
Yeah.
All right, Key may know a thing or two about football. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's not that.
It is that. It's okay.
Certain situations, though, you just got to know coaches and general managers and people don't do. Everybody, look, Denver's a new team. New team for Russell Wilson. Seattle's essentially a rebuilding situation without Russell Wilson and Bobby Wagner on the team. So they got a whole new leadership going on there. But you could just tell with these quarterbacks, some quarterbacks need perfect situations and right surroundings and the right coach to succeed, regardless of what their talent is. Now, Geno Smith may turn into a pumpkin the next 16 weeks of the season. But for this one night, he was better than Russell Wilson for the Seattle Seahawks.
I thought I was listening to Key during the game, Jay, because it was, hey, they're doing it the way they did it with Russ in the beginning. It's defense. It's running the ball. It's everything Key was saying, you know, leading up to the game. Here is the question, though. Guys, it's the end of the game now. And it's not Russell Wilson's fault that the running backs fumbled twice at the goal line, right? Like, even as well as Geno Smith played, really, Russ played well enough to have a nice little lead at the end, but that's not the way it worked.
Yeah, it didn't work that way.
And they're down a point at the end of the game. And you got three timeouts. And it would be a 64-yard field goal attempt. Listen to Peyton, Eli, and Shannon Sharp on the Broncos waiting to call a timeout. Listen to this.
We got three timeouts, E. I might use one right here, E. Let's use one. Let's talk about this one. I think we should call timeout, like, now.
they look unsettled. Sutton doesn't know what he's doing. Hurry up. Timeout.
What the? So you just burned 30 seconds to call a timeout?
All right. So we're talking about clock management. Before we even get to the clock management, guys, it's the end of the game. It's Russell Wilson's return to Seattle. The game is on the line. It's 4th and 5. I don't care how big your field goal kicker's leg is. You think it's more likely that let's start with the odds, that you can kick a 64-yard field goal than you can get 5 yards on a given down?
No, I think I would have probably gone for the fourth and five and called it a day. 64 yards is a long ways. The timeout situation with the clock management right there in the end, I didn't mind that because I don't want to leave too much time left on the clock for all of a sudden a shot down the field to DK Metcalf. Now they're in field goal range, you know. So if I left, let's say I already know in my mind, if he's thinking this way, that I want to milk the clock down as far as I can, and I'm going to time out. Now I'm going to make a decision. If I'm making this decision on the sideline on whether or not I want to go for it on fourth and five, and if we pick up the first down, I get closer to field goal range at this point in time for my kicker. So now I'm at the clock is stopped at 20. We talk about it on the sideline. Come back in, I pick up the five, the clock settles down to 10 seconds, 9-8, I time out at 7, I bring the field goal team on to kick the field goal. The problem there is they didn't even caucus on the sideline to talk about what they should do. They just went and went out to the field goal. And that's the issue. They didn't have a plan in that particular situation.
So, Jay, there's the odds of it all, which to me clearly favor picking up five. Guys pick up 5 yards on a given down all the time. They never kick a 64-yard field goal. But, Jay, there's a bigger situation. Russ has come back to Seattle. It's set up like a storybook. The game's on the line. You took the ball out of his hand?
Here's my thing. Here's a headline statement for me. Russell Wilson wasn't good enough to overcome Nathaniel Hackett. Nathaniel Hackett lost the game. But just call it what it is. I mean, there were miscues. There were turnovers, issues in the red zone, the miscommunication. Even at the end, just watching Peyton Manning say, timeout. I didn't even see that part of the broadcast last night. And just seeing all the chaos and dysfunction on the field, it was a first-time head coach not knowing what to do at an end-of-game situation. And here's the missed opportunity, in my opinion. When you're on the road, given the circumstances of that game, right, the 12th man in Seattle, the issues that Pete Carroll has had with Russell Wilson, give your quarterback the damn ball. Same way we saw Brian Daboll give the ball to Saquon Barkley, go for it. Allow your quarterback to then walk into the locker room after you win that damn game, and his teammates look at him and be like, that's the difference this year. We got that dude on our team this year. We're going for it this year.
The perfect moment of selfishness, much like you mentioned, Max, without saying that word, Nathaniel Hackett should have let Russell Wilson be selfish in that moment,
damn
though,
right.
Because it's about Russell Wilson.
It's his moment.
And I said to you, coaches sometimes, especially – first-time head coaches sometimes get caught up in those sort of things instead of understanding the bigger picture.
Caught up in what?
In I'm smarter. I'll deal with this. You don't have to let – I got it. I got this handled. You can go – you can point to countless very similar situations. You can go to Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur, a situation taking a ball out of his hand a couple years ago against Tom Brady. We're going to kick it instead of – putting the ball in my superstar's hand. And I think they'll learn from this. I keep saying at home because it's at home. It's not at home, but it's Seattle. Russell Wilson goes back to Seattle. You give him the football in that moment.
Of course.
Whatever happens, happens. We lose. We win. Great.
But Marcia, it wasn't only a moment for Russ. It was a moment for the team to see Russ as that dude.
I think they see
you're
that
so scared of failure. I mean, again, like this, what did Daboll do? Daboll let him go for it. You're so scared of failure that the negative outcome that it's the football gods wrote you a script. It's Monday Night Football. It's Week One.
It's
the game's on the line. It's fourth and five, and you kick it out of his hands.
But,
it's like a joke.
I know they know he's the guy, but just. It's something to know that somebody's the guy and then the guy to prove that he's the guy.
And then he has to come out and say this, Jay. Jay, he has to come out and say this. I don't mean to cut you off, but let's hear from Russ. This is what he had to say after the game.
I believe in Coach Hack. I believe in what we're doing, and believe in everything. And, anytime you can try to find a way to make a play on fourth and five, that's great too. But also, I don't think it was the wrong decision. You know, I think he can make it. Obviously, in hindsight, you know, we didn't make it. But if we were in that situation again, I wouldn't doubt whatever he decided.
ESPN analytics model at the end of the game. The model had a clear preference for at the conclusion of third down to go for it. Once the clock ticked to 20 seconds and Denver burned a timeout, it narrowly favored a field goal. But I disagree. I would question the methodology that arrives at that conclusion. It is a 64-yard field goal is always harder to get than 5 yards on a given down. I don't care what the situation is. Well, but I would actually question the methodology there. I'd like to know how they arrive at that conclusion. All right. Coming up, after what Jay said about that, how does and what Key said about the coach trying to be smart in those situations, first year head coach, let me take it out here. How does Hackett build trust with Russell Wilson now?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Key, you were saying all week, this is Key. I'll do my Key imitation. Man, Geno Smith is good, man. He's good. And then I'm there like, Key, come on, man, stop. Geno Smith's not good. I've been seeing him for years.
So the quarterbacks that you've been seeing for years, right, that you think are just sauce. Mariota almost won in Atlanta, right? Carson Wentz won in Washington. Brissett won in Cleveland. Geno Smith won in Seattle. So these are cast-offs. Jimmy Garoppolo won 2 years in San Francisco, went to the Super Bowl, NFC Championship game, and you continue to pound Jimmy. I learned from Bill Parcells years, many moons ago, man, we can win with this guy. Now we got to get another quarterback coach. Just will you relax? You go in and you get veteran guys that know how to win, that know how, if you can coach them up. And I believe that.
What does that mean, know how to win? Like, people throw that around. What is a fan?
Because you and Jay build up these quarterbacks like Zach Wilson.
Yeah,
and you
Jay.
Run. And think about it. Who else won this past week that was a throwaway? Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
So
Reclamation Project.
If you look at those guys, they can win football games for you, Jay.
Yeah.
They can win them all day long.
Yeah, they can also get you fired.
If you don't know how to coach them.
Yeah, I agree.
If you don't.
I agree.
Look at all those quarterbacks that won that are castaways, and look at their coaches.
But I also think it's about expectations, though, right? Like, expectations have changed a little bit for Mitchell Trubisky. Expectations have changed slightly for Geno Smith compared to when he was with the Jets and all the things that were on his shoulders. You know what I mean?
But that's a media creation.
I agree.
But I'm just telling you.
To individuals, though, you're right. If you don't have the right coach to help realign those expectations.
Yeah. It's a branding issue.
That's a media creation.
And a lot of the weaker coaches, I'm sure, or less, you know, confident coaches, are thinking like the media or owners, GMs, the media is going to kill us on this known, because the brand is different.
Who else is a throwaway that won this week? Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying. When you look at it, for what it's worth, those throwaway quarterbacks can play if the coaches know what to do with them. But that's why I'm always kicking and screaming, and y'all looking at me like, you got frogs on your face, man. What the hell's wrong with you? That guy can't play.
I guess you have Pete Carroll or Mike Tomlin, or this is why these are the best coaches.
Surprise you.
I can't have a throwaway
I'd like to say Belichick.
I can't have a throwaway playing for Matt Nagy.
Yeah, Matt Nagy.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Russell Wilson, the Broncos come in here and come up a point short.
Not a happier man right now in America than Pete Carroll.
Now what Russell had in mind and what Geno Smith, I'm sure, was dreaming about.
Geno sidesteps it. Geno keeps moving. Geno throws wide open. Dixon, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Seahawks.
To do something off the top because I
heard
it.
Will and Max.
Thank you, Max, for the reintroduction. I just have to do it because it's something that bothered me. Key, I'm curious to hear your thought on this. Can we run back the Russell Wilson sound after they lost the game about the way the last play went down? Let's run it back.
I believe in Coach Hack. I believe in what we're doing, and believe in everything. And, any time you can try to find a way to make a play on fourth and five, that's great too. But also, I don't think it was the wrong decision. You know, I think he can make it. Obviously, in hindsight, you know, we didn't make it. But if we were in that situation again, I wouldn't doubt whatever he decided.
Here's what kind of bothers me sometimes about Russell Wilson. And I do love him as a player. And I like him as a person a lot too. But I want to see Russ pissed off about the way things went down. I'm not saying he needs to say it, Max and Key, but I want to get the feeling that he is so damn livid that the ball was not given to him at the end of the game at a place that he created to a degree with Pete Carroll, won a Super Bowl there, has had incredible career. I want to feel that there, and this is sometimes what makes me not trusting him all the way.
Or is there a middle ground, Jay?
As an authentic leader sometimes.
Right. Is there a middle ground? Like, what if he would have come out and said something like this? Look, of course I want the ball right there. Of course I'm not happy about that. But I'm the leader of the team, and the coach made a call. I got to set an example, so I'm with coach. Personally, I might not like it, but I got to be
Max,
with coach.
Yo, look, I'm
would
with
that
coach,
be good enough
I'm
for
with
you?
I want the ball. I got it, coach. I want the damn ball.
Of course I want the ball, but if you're asking
hey,
me.
No. You can't say I want the damn ball.
That's right. That's your line. All I'm saying is, but I want it.
Give
still,
me the damn ball.
He will at least make me feel that type of, I almost curse. Look, I'm getting passionate about it. Make me feel that.
What would you have said, Key, if Parcells would have done something the equivalent of that to
Bill
you?
Bill wouldn't have done that, though.
So. See, that's what I'm saying.
Right. He just wouldn't have
kicked the 64-yard field goal? Of course not.
No, he wouldn't have done that. I've been in situations with him where we've called timeouts, and I've said, and he goes, well, if you don't, you're going to be on the outside of the plane on the wing flying home. You know? So he wouldn't have – I don't think any of the coaches that I've had that I trust, like the Tony Dungy's of the world or the John Foxes of the world or Bill, they wouldn't have tried a 64-yard field goal with 20 seconds to go on fourth and five. They'd have lined up and everybody would have just knew the situation. Here's what we got to do.
Troy Aikman had some good coaches, one in particular, pretty damn good coach, I would say. How should Russell Wilson feel? Troy Aikman of Monday Night Football fame here at ESPN now. How should Russell Wilson feel about the Broncos not going for it, taking the ball out of his hands on fourth down?
Well, not well. Not well in any ball game, particularly a game of this magnitude when you were coming back home and the emotions and everything that he obviously felt coming into this game and throughout the ball game and the 12s, the way that they were responding to him. So I was surprised by it. We were caught off guard with the timeout. Like everybody, we couldn't quite understand why they were letting so much time come off the clock. They went with McManus, and that was the decision then that Hackett made, that he trusted McManus's leg more than he trusted Russell Wilson being able to convert there on fourth down. And that will be heavily dissected as we move through the week, and it won't sit well with Russell Wilson.
Hackett blew the clock management at the end. Hackett opted for a 64-yard field goal instead of letting Russ cook back at Seattle with the game on the line to get 5 yards. And by the way, he still kicked the field goal. Get a little closer even. Tim in Texas. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, look, humbled to be on the show. Great show. Listen to you every morning. Look, first of all, you don't boo Russell Wilson. Cat takes you to 2 Super Bowls and gets you one. I thought that was a little disrespectful.
That's okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how y'all feel about that, but I was a little surprised. They should have been grateful. But here's the deal.
I'm with you, actually. I think you cheered first.
$200 million,
yeah,
right?
You
to come back.
Out of Russell Wilson.
Guaranteed. You don't bring him in to kick 64-yard field goal. Everything y'all been saying while I've been on hold is completely accurate. Give the guy a chance. You got a guy that can run and had been running. You got DK Metcalf. You can't get 5-10 more yards and at least increase your chances of making that kick a little easier for a really good kick.
By the way, you just did. You just did. Hold on a second, Tim. You just did what I kept doing in my mind last night watching the game. Metcalf is on the other team.
Yeah,
I kept doing. When Geno Smith would sometimes make a play and look like Russ, and I'd be like, "Ooh, Russ looks good." Oh, wait a minute. Wrong team. Yeah.
Yeah, because Sutton had 14 on 2.
Yeah.
And so that's. I kept doing it last night too, because Sutton wears 14 and Russ is on Denver, even though he's not on Seattle, and Metcalf is 14.
Keep swapping it out.
Yeah. No. It. Look, man. I understand what Jay was saying about wanting him to scream at the top of his lungs. I understand what the caller is saying about giving him an opportunity to close the deal, which they should have. But this is inexperience on Nathaniel Hackett's side to understand the moment is the moment. Like, it's so big that you got to understand that. I've been in the situations twice in my career, Jay. One time, it didn't work out the way I wanted it to. The coach got eventually fired as the offensive coordinator. I played the New York Jets. They come to my town, to Tampa Bay, first time I ever see them. I didn't get a chance to shine. Guy got fired at the end of the year because he was
We traded 2 firsts for this guy. Why aren't you using him?
What the hell's wrong with you? Then, all of a sudden, go ahead.
LS in Virginia. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Got to close the deal.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on your show. Y'all got a wonderful show. I just want to say, I got to switch it up. They need to set the coach down in an office and let him play Madden 23. You wouldn't even have that option on Madden. That's
on
crazy.
Madden.
On Madden.
With the best leg in the game, you wouldn't have the option.
Hey, I do want to say this to add on to Key's point. Just because coaches are good at X's and O's does not mean that they are good or experienced at the ultimate feel of the game. Like, there's a feel component of the game where a guy like Parcells would be like, this is a moment that feels like Key is built for this moment, and you have to trust your players in those moments, and Nathaniel Hackett does not have that yet.
Well, these is what I call selfish moments, though. Whenever I would take a Max Kellerman back to somewhere in that he was there, he's got to shine. It's not about me. Mm-hmm. It's about him shining, because I know from a mental standpoint, he's prepared and ready to go. I had Dan Henning when I went back to Tampa Bay, and he was my Carolina offensive coordinator. He understood the moment. He wasn't going to allow me to go to Tampa Bay and embarrass me or have me look like, he's just a guy. No, he was going to make sure that I made the other sideline look at me and go, damn, I wish we still had him. And that's
team rallies around that too.
That's what you should do.
The team understands, yes. Oh, this dude is with us. When Daboll said, we're going for it, the whole team, even if it would have come up short, but the team rallied around it.
Yeah, and that's the problem Nathaniel Hackett's going to have. Like Troy said, it's going to be dissected throughout this week. And as time goes on throughout the season, if we come up in moments where they're taking the football out of Russell's hands, we're going to say he's not the right guy for the job.
Would have been really hard for me to remain politically correct like Russell Wilson at that
postgame. I hate to be that guy, but I'm going to be it early this morning. I'm going to just say it simply plain. And Eric Bieniemy can't get a job?
Key, you're right about that. How does Nathaniel Hackett build trust? What'd I say? With Russell Wilson after taking the ball out of his hands late in the game. You can continue to weigh in. Did he blow the game? Plus, Key will give you his real rankings of the best teams in the NFL.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keys, real rankings.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. And ESPN Radio's on the ESPN app. You can take us anywhere you get to work. No problems. Put the AirPods in, earbuds, whatever, headphones. You can listen to us live on the app. These rankings are brought to you by Dell for your small business needs. Call a Dell Technologies Advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. Key, what are you ranking?
Well, I'm going to rank the real rankings that you mentioned. I could have 15. I could have 20. I could have 10. I could have 5, 3. It's my show. It's my ranking. That's so right. At the end of the day, I got 5 now.
Yeah, however many you decide.
Yeah, that was a humble brag.
Well, of course.
No, he's right, though. Why take 5 all the time? Sometimes there's 7. Sometimes there's 4.
And ever since I started doing that, if you notice, a lot of people do that now, but I'm going to leave it at that.
What's the number today?
5.
Yes.
Let's start at number 5.
Number 5.
5 is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The odds to win the Super Bowl is plus 700. Think about the way they went into Dallas and unleashed a somewhat of a can out on them. Julio Jones, big catches for Tom Brady. Running the football, Leonard Fournette. The offensive line needs to get shored up a little bit. The receivers get a little more healthier. Then I think this defense takes over for the Bucs. They have an opportunity as the 5th team to go to the Super Bowl.
Number 4.
Number 4, the New Orleans Saints. They started off number 1 for me in the preseason based on a little bit of first half jitters, struggling a little bit against a division foe in the Atlanta Falcons. Their odds to win the Super Bowl is plus 3,500. It will get better as the season goes on. Trust me, as Michael Thomas continues to get better and get healthy again, we can certainly see him making big catches down the stretch. Landry, Jameis Winston, Alvin Kamara, the defense getting better. Dennis Allen feeling better about being the head coach now. They sit at plus 3,500.
Number 3.
The Los Angeles Chargers. Max, you should be happy. They were not even in this in the preseason. Now they jump all the way from not being in my top 5 to number 3 with odds at plus 1,300 to win the Super Bowl. Justin Herbert in the big trees and Keenan Allen along with Mike Williams. The defensive side of the ball with Khalil Mack. You know what they're capable of doing with Joey Bosa, the DBs. Just everything that they've accomplished so far in week one should carry over into the rest of the season.
Number two,
the Kansas City Chiefs. The odds, Super Bowl odds are plus 800. James should be jumping up and down in the control room right now, having them sit at number two with Patrick Mahomes. Five touchdown passes, sprinkling the ball all over the field with a number of different receivers. I know there's no Tyreek Hill. They can't do certain things. All they are is 1-0, five touchdowns. Now he's the favorite to win the MVP after week one. And number one.
Buffalo
Bills. No one circles the wagons quite like the Buffalo Bills. Bill fans, you're sitting at one. Get off my back. Their odds, well, if Shannon drops a little, there you go, plus 500. What are you laughing at, Jay?
They got the odds, right? You got it?
Yeah, get off my back. Plus 500 to win the Super Bowl. We know they got a great defense. We understand what they are with Von Miller and company. But Josh Allen, he continues to shine, continues to be the bigger version of Lamar Jackson. Top five, Buffalo, Tampa Bay, Kansas City. Wait a minute, that's the wrong one. Let's start here. Tampa Bay, New Orleans, Chargers, Kansas City, and Buffalo.
Tough to argue against Buffalo right now. They looked amazing week one.
I got no problem with the list. I do. I'm curious for Tampa Bay, though, after that win against Dallas. Chris Godwin coming off that torn ACL, that hamstring injury. And then also Julio Jones has a history later getting injured. That starts to concern me a little bit for Tampa Bay. But I like
it's
the list.
It's week to week.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's fluid, as some people would
you know,
say.
You know what comes to my mind on that list, guys? Like, if you're Josh Allen, you played an almost flawless game. And not just flawless, but you have a huge, like the biggest arm ever. You're athletic. You can run. You have a crazy squad around you. Then you watch Patrick Mahomes, and you're like, what does it take to beat this
guy?
Patrick Mahomes is the best player week one in
Josh
the league.
Josh Allen had a decent first half.
He had a great first half.
Two picks.
No, but
they
wasn't really his fault. But still, look, at the end of the day,
it is his fault because they registered underneath his statistics.
He put the ball in the receiver's hands. It was a completion.
How you do that, though. Yeah. This is why I go crazy, because Max says, it's not his fault. Blah, blah, blah. It's not his fault. But let Jameis Winston throw 30 interceptions.
No, but because that's just the number, 30. But if you point to individual picks that weren't his fault, I would acknowledge it. But when you rack up 30, a lot of those are your fault.
Max,
30?
At the end of the season,
Josh Allen not going to have 30 picks.
If I turn the ball over in a basketball game four times because guys just didn't catch the ball, at the end of the day, you're going to look at it and say, oh, damn, Jay had four turnovers.
You guys are doing – it's a little sleight of hand you're doing. I don't think you even realize
you're
it.
Doing the sleight of hand.
You're saying –
we're not being slick.
Look, you're saying at the end of the season, if a guy has 30 interceptions, he had
no
a lot that were on him.
Is,
Josh Allen ain't going to have 30 at the end of the season.
No matter what the number is, I am discounting.
A certain number.
Yes.
That's not really his fault.
That's not
but
his fault.
Still, when
no,
you
we
do
know that,
that.
They're not Josh Allen's fault. We know that.
When you do that, since that's true of everybody, then the ones still who have the most probably still going to have the most, right? They're still probably throwing more than the other dudes.
Would throw, if there was a 30, I would say Jameis probably would have thrown 18 of them.
Yeah, right, and so if Josh Allen winds up with 15, he probably threw 10 of them. So he still threw fewer.
Way the game, I mean, even though Josh Allen going on the road into L.A., I get it, but just something with Patrick Mahomes, man, just feels like it's poetry. You're like, what am I watching?
Mahomes different.
Yeah, but if you're Patrick Mahomes, you're getting the benefit of the doubt, and the reason you're getting the benefit of the doubt is because I got one already. Right, I have an MVP trophy already. On top of that, And I've been in a Super Bowl twice. As much as we are starting to come around heavy on Josh Allen, Josh Allen has a formidable defense. Patrick Mahomes is carrying the Kansas City Chiefs.
No question.
There's a huge difference with that. Buffalo, some would argue Buffalo would still be pretty good had they just get a, I don't want to say a middle-of-the-road quarterback, but a guy who was on the verge of Pro Bowl, right? I mean, they would still be good.
They'd still be good.
That wouldn't be the case for
although they have Andy Reid, so they would be better than they should be.
Yeah, but the defense is not very good, and it hasn't been very good since Andy Reid's been there.
I mean, but Reid was going to the playoffs with Alex Smith,
and he was
a nice quarterback.
Yeah,
nice
he went to the playoffs one time with Alex Smith. Yeah.
All right, guys, last night, let's get back to this game. I don't care. Look, it's not that I don't care what the analytics say. I believe in analytics.
I don't care
it's just,
what the analytics
I know you don't, but it's like, it's just it, because But I question the methodology in this case.
Stuff like that, but I don't care.
But the point, I have an analytical mind, and I can tell you that that if the analytics say
us, we don't have analytical,
well, you say you don't care what they say.
But that doesn't mean I don't have analytical.
That's true, but you do it. You do it with the eyeball test and experience, and I'm actually thinking about.
It was slick.
I'm thinking about the numbers. Are you thinking about the numbers?
Always.
Okay. So Jay and I have analytical minds, and he's like a scout.
If he's not thinking about the numbers, ask him where he goes on his contracts. What is the first paragraph and number he goes to?
Yeah, well, in that case, we're all thinking about the numbers.
Everybody thinks about the numbers.
But the point
you
is...
You have an appearance. Compensation.
That's
Page
just,
three,
that's just
B.
Leading up to this. Guys, the analytics say that you're more likely to kick a 64-yard field goal successfully than you are to pick up 5 yards on a given down. I'm telling you, the analytics are wrong in that case.
So I'm with
of
you.
Of course you have to go for it
you
there.
You let 30 seconds burn off the clock. 30 seconds burn off the clock.
Yeah, they didn't do a very good job of clock management at that point in time in the game.
Clock management, common sense, and then the bigger picture, which is it's Russell Wilson's return to Seattle.
You should have on your call sheet, and I'm sure Coach Hackett has it on his call sheet. Part of the field, 4th and 5, here's what we're going to do. 3rd down, if we don't get it, here's what we're going to do. Now, I already know, before I even get to the point where I got to call a timeout, I already got 2 plays in my mind on the field. I already got the 2 plays in my mind on the field. Every single coach that I've ever had, Jay, I've known what they're thinking before they know what they're thinking.
Key, explain something to me. So at the line of scrimmage, because I'm talking about some other miscues I saw last night, why so much shaky communication? You know you're coming in to play against the 12th man. It's loud. What preparation goes into that? Because they were not on the same page multiple times during this game last night.
I would think, and I don't know this for a fact, and I'm sure – at his press conference today, when the coach has it, he'll be asked, based on me bringing this up now and people listening, did they prepare crowd noise inside their bubble? Did they practice in the bubble? Did they pipe in all this noise? Did they go silent snap count? Like all of the different things that you would do going into a hostile environment. The Seattle, I believe it was many years ago, the loudest stadium in the National Football League.
It's either that or it's Kansas City, Seattle. There's only a couple.
I think Seattle got the decibels
and everything.
Yeah, the way it's built and the whole deal.
So did he blow it? Did Hackett just blow it? Freedom in Oakland. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Freedom.
Hey, man, it's hard work, man.
What's happening, Free?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Free.
You a little muffled, but we got you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a 11 Max ain't working so well. I don't know what's going on. But look, I wanted to say.
Are you calling from the 1980s? What's going on with that reception? What do you got? You got one of those.
Or are you sneaking and calling, man? Right,
you got to take the AirPods
hear me
out.
Now?
Yeah,
go ahead, brother. Go ahead. You got it.
I just wanted to say to watch injustice is more hideous than the actual person that's committing the crime. And I want to say.
What's more hideous than the actual person? Back. Hold on, wait, slow down. I want to hear what you're saying. Did you say more hideous than the actual person that's committing the crime? Is that what I heard? What is?
Yes, sir.
What is more hideous? Who is more hideous? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the NFL owners.
Okay.
That time and time again.
Okay.
You have Tom Flores. A few years ago, Miami was the crappiest team on the planet.
Yeah.
He came in here. Restructured the whole team, and they beat Tom Brady. He got no credit for that. He's a great coach.
They kicked him to the curb. Yep. They wanted him to tank. They wanted him to throw games, and then they kicked him to the curb. And we were asking on First Take at the time, is this the worst team of all time early in that season? They never quit on coach, and he squeezed all the wins that team was worth out of him, and he gets fired. And then I see where he's going. And then we have Nathaniel Hackett making these kind of calls. This is based on what Key said earlier, I think. But Eric Bieniemy can't get a job as a head coach.
Well, I mean, look, there's a number of things that factor in the coaches being hired. I'm just saying, based on my eyes, trained eyes, I might ask, for many years as a player and many years working in the business and being around sports and talking to many people, and he can't get a job. That's all I'm saying. Because I personally don't think he would have made that decision. I think he would have gave the ball to Patrick Mahomes on 4th and 5. I think he would have decided to say, Patrick Mahomes, go win it.
Bill in Pennsylvania. You're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. What you got?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, the opposite of analytical is irrational, illogical, and incoherent.
That's right.
Listen, Buddy Hackett, my daughter called him last night after this happened.
Buddy Hackett.
What a name.
We laughed for 20 minutes, guys. I love you guys. Have a good one.
Buddy Hackett.
Buddy Hackett.
Yeah, Buddy, you don't remember Buddy Hackett? Buddy Hackett, when we were kids, was all the, you know, on TV all the time.
Oh, it's a real person?
Buddy Hackett, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a made-up name.
No, no,
I thought
Buddy
it was
Hackett
hilarious.
Was a
hey,
big,
Buddy,
famous
hey,
comedian.
Buddy.
Buddy Hackett was a huge star comedian.
I doubt it.
Back
daughter,
in the day. Yeah. You would know him if you saw him. You would know him, Keith, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't, yeah. Sorry.
How about John in the Bronx? John in the Bronx, what you got?
Fellas, good morning, good morning.
What's up, Johnny?
Seattle, disgusting, disgusting the way they booed Russell Wilson. They should be ashamed of themselves.
No, John, come on, man, John. Yo, he deserved to get booed.
On,
John, the 12th man is loyal to the 12th man in Seattle.
Best quarterback they ever had. Come on.
John, you should give him an ovation when he gets
no,
out on the
shouldn't.
Field, and then you should boo him
no,
the rest
shouldn't.
Of the time.
No, you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't.
You act like he's just a guy.
He's
won a
just
Super Bowl.
A guy. I don't even know him anymore.
I will say that it was easy to forget that that was Geno Smith and not Russell Wilson watching
guy.
The game early in the game.
You know fan is short for fanatic, right? Let's just put that
I'm
in
not,
perspective.
He what? Didn't.
Fan
what?
Is short for fanatic all
you
these
guys,
years.
The fact that
I thought it was like a
John,
ceiling fan.
The fact that John thinks that they shouldn't boo Russell Wilson is ridiculous.
Why?
Man, you boo
no,
his
no, you boo him all game,
you
but when
his,
you cheer him when he comes out and then you boo him
you
all game.
You boo his ass every time he steps on the field. Whenever he decides to come out there and give his little workout and hand claps with no fans around, whatever it is, you boo his ass.
When
and you don't let up.
When I was a little kid, Reggie Jackson came back to Yankee Stadium, a member of the Angels,
boo.
82. He got cheered at first,
well, okay,
and
so
then
me,
you
me,
root
so,
against
okay,
him.
Okay, so let me ask you this question, yeah. Buddy. How did he leave?
The Yankees really wanted him out. He had a bad 1981, and they
okay.
were wrong.
Okay.
Then he had 39 home runs
did,
the next
did
year.
Did they cut him? Okay. Did they need? Did they
no.
cut him? Did
no,
they
but they didn't.
Not resign him?
No, they didn't want him anymore.
But that's yeah. not what I asked you. Did
no,
they
no,
cut
they,
him?
The contract was over.
So that's not the same.
Yeah, it's true. It's not.
Max,
that's not the same,
some people
Max.
In Seattle felt like Russ got too big for Seattle.
Mm. Shanika in Baltimore. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
What's up, Neek?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love
hey,
you so.
What's up, Neek?
I first of all want to say the only kicker I'm trusting with that long of a field goal is my kicker, Justin Tucker. Other
yeah.
than that, the ball should have been given to Russell Wilson.
I don't care if you have Justin Tucker. I'm still going Russ right there.
Yeah, even if I got Tuck, I'm giving the ball to Lamar Jackson.
I don't care
if
Jesus
right.
Christ
taking
is
the ball
a kicker himself.
Right.
It's in Seattle.
It's
the place where Russ is that guy. Let him be that dude.
You have to allow him to shine in that moment. Those are his moments. That's what you're there for.
Key, how much did Russ get paid?
Like north of 200, I guess.
There's only
something.
Two first-round picks, two second-round picks, a fifth-round pick, Drew Locke, defensive lineman, Shelby Harris, tight end, Noah Fant.
And you guaranteed him $130 million?
Really?
Yeah, and you
and
know
you're
what,
not going to let him do it?
And you know what happens?
Such a good point,
and
Jay.
You know what happens?
I made it earlier.
In
such
that situation today, when Nathaniel Hackett runs into Russell Wilson in the building,
yeah.
he'll pull him aside and he'll say, you know, I'm with you. I won't do that again. That's
right.
what's going to happen.
Right.
Because he slept on it. He watched it. He's hearing all of it. He sees it. He's being crucified by people. And so he'll come and he'll say, you know what? Next time, you know, that's my fault. It's on me.
Keith, do you think, for me.
At least I think
you. I would go to Nathaniel Hackett first. I wouldn't even allow that to happen.
Yeah,
I would have had the conversation
Russell,
right after the game. But that's where.
If you Russ, you really can't do that,
Jay. Why not? Key,
you can't do that
but
you
that's what I'm talking about, the leadership aspect. Even hearing him in the post game, the game is over. I'm like, look, coach, I hear you. This one is under
yeah,
the
not,
it's water
asking,
under the bus. I get it. But in these situations, trust in
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but
I
you're asking Russell Wilson to take on a different personality that's not his. That's not his personality. He hasn't found that personality yet.
Well, he needs to find it.
Water doesn't go under the bus, Jay. Goes under the
under
bridge.
Under the bridge, right.
Not
I'll drink more coffee. I'll be over here.
You're saying he needs to
I say
to find,
under the bus?
I think so. I don't know.
Kids
yeah,
on the bus, water.
So fast,
I'm going.
You want him to find a
that's
personality
a
that's not his.
But Key doesn't mean your personality can't change or evolve over time.
It's not. It's certain people, everybody's consistent. If you're not consistent, they already think he's a certain way. And now all of a sudden he starts to turn and be something different. The issues in Seattle carries over to Denver. he can't afford to have that again.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden, you know who we should call? I'm making it about me, even though it should be about him based on the picks and the money.
You know who Russ should call? Because I know he respects them so much. King Charles probably would give him some good advice here. He should just call, just tweet.
To you,
he should
stop.
Tweet at him. King Charles, what do you, how do you think I should handle this?
Man, he's a stop.
Monarch now.
Leave Russ alone, man. He loves stuff.
He's the Royals. I get
yeah,
it.
The
but
Royals.
Now King
yeah,
Charles, been a long time since there's a King of England. He's the King of England now, and maybe he
you
might
think,
want some advice.
Russ, you think Russ will be in a new Netflix series? The Monarch?
Monarch. Sean, hey, listen, we're taking calls on what Nathaniel
alone,
Hackett
man.
Decided
Max
last night. To decide the game, Russ returns to Seattle. It's fourth and five or a 64-yard field goal. They got three timeouts. He botches the clock. Nathaniel Hackett botches no clock, bad clock management at the end of the game, and still opts to kick the field goal instead of giving the ball to Russ. They took it out of his hands. They said, no cooking for you, Russ. Sean in Denver, 888-SAY-ESPN. We're taking your calls. What's up, Sean?
Yeah, I wanted to say on the opposite side of this that the offense, you know, I've kind of been different. I'm not really quite the Russell Wilson fan like everybody else around here is. But the defense last night showed me that they need to put pads on at practice and quit doing jog drills. They never should have made it to just a field goal. If they could have been doing some better tackling, a little bit, you know, less penalties, we might not have been in that situation from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, week one is always tough. The first 2 weeks of the season is tough as far as the way you prepare because of he's right, the tackling, the blocking, all of that sort of stuff. You get real live action, so it's a little bit different. Even if you went back to when I was playing and we practiced our tails off and we went through preseason, the first part of the season, though, is just a different feel, mm-hmm. you know, because things are faster. You're trying not to make certain mistakes. There's certain guys that's technically still on the bubble, could get cut tomorrow, and somebody else being brought in. So it's a whole lot of different stuff that goes on when you're preparing for the regular season at the beginning of the season.
But you know, though, Max, shout out to Seattle's defense, man. Like the amount of stops they had in the
goal
red zone.
Goal twice, goal line, they punched it out twice,
man.
On the
twice.
Goal line.
See,
two different backs.
Shout out to the defense. You just listen to me, Max.
Yeah, Key was like, that's how they went back to the way they did it.
Man, I've been telling you for the longest. The reason that
not for
they,
the longest.
For the long, well, as long as I've been here, I've been telling you.
Remember when I predicted they would punch the ball out twice in the goal line?
And what did I say?
You said the same thing.
Y'all laughed at me.
When I told you guys that Seattle will win, I said it
y'all
yesterday.
Y'all mocked me and laughed at me when I agreed with Pete Carroll that they're going to probably win 10 games.
May I tell you one thing? Gentlemen, may I tell you one thing?
You're out of your mind.
Why you put your hand on your hip like
guys,
that?
Guys, I have something important to tell you. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Look, you're going to continue to weigh in. Did Nathaniel Hackett blow the game? And in spite of the loss, did Denver look like contenders in the AFC West? ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.